culture, discipline, accountability.
Mistreatment, misrepresentation.
Knowledge is power, y'all.
There has to be accountability.
This pandemic of toxic work culture and mistreatment has got to stop.
The podcast for federal employees by federal employees.
What's up? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Fed Up. I'm your host, Ron Speakman. Before we get started, I just wanted to quickly take this moment to share this disclaimer with you all to provide more clarity that myself or any of my guests on Fed Up do not speak for or speak or act on behalf of any federal agency or union, specifically the ones we are talking about within this episode of Fed Up, and all opinions or views expressed and or experiences shared on this podcast are those of the individual speaking and do not represent the opinions or views of the federal agency or union that are discussed in this episode, nor does anyone on this podcast, officially or unofficially, represent the federal agency or union being discussed within this episode of Fed Up. Any guest speaking on this podcast are doing so off the clock, off duty, and out of uniform on their own personal time. And again, do not represent the federal agency or union discussed on this episode of Fed Up. Having said that, before I actually get started, I actually want to start the show off by saying thank you to all of the ladies that came out to the meet and greet in Clearwater, Florida. I appreciate each and every one of you that came out. And just like I made a post on Fed Up, I'm going to say that here as well. Kayla, Tiff, Suzette, listen, expect big things from these women. These ladies, I'll tell you, are a true epitome of what Fed Up stands for. But also, they are three women who stand up for what's right, stand up not just for their rights, but your rights as well. So if you're a coworker of theirs, someone that they're representing from a different office, because some of them are storts for their respected unions, listen, man, I hope you acknowledge and can appreciate what you have, because what you have are three ladies, three individuals who will stand up and do anything for you, will help you in any way, shape, or form that they can, and they will not tolerate the bullshit that management puts upon us, the federal employees. So if you're lucky enough to have one of these three with you in your office, just give them a shout out, give them a thank you, give them a hug, give them whatever you want, right? Just appreciate what you have, because they are the epitome of what Fed Up stands for, and they are fighters. And listen, expect big things from them, because just like I said in that post, expect big things from them, but also they are Fed Up, right? We all are Fed Up, but man, you got three great people right here who happen to be ladies. So guys, where you at? You got to step it up, guys. Women are running the show. You better watch out now. They're going to take over for your position soon. But no, seriously, Kayla, Tiff, Suzette, I appreciate all three of you for coming out and showing Fed Up and showing myself some love and the support that you do. And just know that I return and send that same love and support right back at you. And keep doing your thing. Keep doing what you do and keep standing up for your people and yourselves, man. I appreciate y'all. Moving on here, I just wanted to jump on and take this time to speak to all of you out there in Fed Up Nation. My brothers and sisters, hope y'all are doing well. Though I know lots of you are going through it right now and constantly are dealing with the mistreatment from management and or the misrepresentation or lack thereof, right, from your local union stewards or even your local union presidents for that matter, some of which who are even in bed with management, which is exactly what I wanted to talk to you all about here today. So I'm just going to dive right in and get into it here. As you know, I have been helping many people across this country from different crafts, different unions, and even different agencies with their on-the-job work injuries, union issues, contract issues, and the biggest one of them all, your management and or agency issues. I have had the pleasure of speaking with and helping many different people over the past 3.5 to 4 years, and I can honestly say, just when I think I have heard it all, or I am desensitized to all the shit we go through as federal employees, someone else reaches out and shares their story with me because they need help, and I'm just left fucking speechless. No words can be had when I listen to you explain your situation to me. Again, I am a person who doesn't let this shit affect me, which is why I can help so many of you like I have been. But it's these stories and these situations coming from you all that just when I think I've heard it all, boom, you reignite that fire in me and motivate me even more to not only seek justice for you and your situation, but also to keep moving forward with this podcast and take it to the next level, if you will. So I just want to say that I appreciate each and every one of you out there in Fed Up Nation for the love and support that you all have been showing me. And not just for this podcast, but for me as a person as well. As some of you know, just how much I have been targeted against for speaking up and how much my family and I sacrifice so that I can do what I do for all of you. You know how my family is on board my agenda, my values, my morals and ethics, and they support me 100% in my goal to strive for bringing those three pillars I always talk about, which again are structure, discipline, and accountability, but how I always talk about bringing them to the agencies we work for, especially to management within those agencies, union organizations, especially to those individuals within our local or national executive leadership, and even to other agencies such as the Department of Labor, more specifically OWCP, and their department heads for all the willful misconduct, neglect, and total disregard they show and give us, the federal employees, in addition to all the collusion and corruptness and all the unethical and or illegal actions taken by these individuals within these organizations or agencies. Basically, any and all individuals that are giving a bad name to the very organization or agency that they work for, that's who I am coming for. That's who we all are coming for and will be putting on blast as the time for justice is now. Anyways, I just wanted to say thank you to all of you and again, wanted to state that this just isn't me. This podcast just isn't my platform. This just isn't my fight. Rather, it's for all of you, as this podcast is for everyone in Fed Up Nation. And this is our fight, as it's all of us who are continuously going through it with either management and our agency or from our local and or national union executive leadership and or that lack of union representation or both for that matter, right? But this is our fight, which is why we gotta stay even more solidified and united for the common goal at hand that we all should share, which is to create change and bring that structure, discipline, and accountability back into play here, as it's only getting worse and worse every single year that passes on by, just like we've been seeing from past years. Now, and having said that, I have been noticing a pattern as of recent with some of the people I talk with, and I kind of want to address that here, and this isn't a hit against anyone individually speaking, right? I'm speaking in general terms with regards to everyone when I say this, and you may have heard me speak on this a bit before, but I got to speak more on it because it bothers me to the core, and that is simply this. If you are going through a situation or situations for some that are affecting you so much to the point that it is affecting you in every single way, meaning physically, mentally, hell, even financially, the trifecta, if you will, right? Which can even affect your home life as well at that point. Hell, just one of those in that trifecta can be enough to affect our home lives, right? But if it's that bad, I need you to pay attention here to what I'm about to say, as this can be hard for any of us and can affect us in different ways. But you gotta be willing to educate yourselves. Again, knowledge is power. We all should be striving to learn something new every single day, no matter how big or small that amount of knowledge is. Just seek it out and learn. Because when we do that, it puts us individually in a better position to fight back against the injustices happening to us. But that is only one piece of the puzzle though, right? As you can be very knowledgeable, but if you don't put that knowledge to good use, then what good is that knowledge? It is rendered useless at that point. Why? Simple. Because you as the individual with that knowledge is making it useless by choosing not to use it. The key word there is choosing. Each and every one of us has a choice whether to seek out, learn, and obtain knowledge. But it's also our choice on if we are going to put that knowledge to good use and fight for our rights. As this is the second piece of the puzzle, right? As words and knowledge without action remain just that, just words. And again, this isn't a slight against anyone in particular here. So please do not take it like that. But just as you guys light a fire under my ass to keep me doing what I do, I in return have to light that fire under your ass as well to start fighting and advocating for yourselves. And step one is to always educate yourself. And step two is to utilize what you have learned and put it to use for yourself or others for that matter, right? As too many times I hear people say how bad right now it is for them, and rightfully so, right? I'm not downplaying what you are going through by any means or anyone else for that matter, but you got a responsibility to yourself. Stop expecting someone else to do everything for you and take some responsibility and accountability and put in some discipline to start learning and gaining knowledge from other people and or resources. Do some research so you can start fighting and advocating for yourself and others. And when I speak of discipline, I think Mike Tyson says it best here. Discipline is doing something that you hate to do, but doing it like you love it. We need to apply that to our lives with regards to educating ourselves and putting that knowledge to good use. As when we do that, it'll become muscle memory and even start to become the everyday norm for us. It'll become the new routine for us, right? We will start to become comfortable in what we are doing, which would be to educate ourselves and fight back against any mistreatment that we are suffering from management and or our union representation with that knowledge. Become a scholar and a warrior, the student and the teacher, right? Again, I mean no disrespect here, and I'm here for any of you. You know this. And for those of you who talk to me on and off this podcast, you know that I tell you as well, you gotta do your part if you wanna start seeing any type of progress in regards to the situation that you are currently facing. Can the union help you? Abso-fucking-lutely. Of course they can. But in times where the majority of you who I talk with, where the union representation is non-existent, it's nowhere to be found, or worse, they're in bed with management and they're against you. These are the times that I speak of that you need to be educating yourselves, learning and obtaining knowledge so that you don't have to rely on that bullshit representation or going off the good faith of what management should be doing, but they're not doing for you. These are the times that I'm speaking of when you should have this knowledge. So why not learn it? Seek it out. Have it. It's better to have it than to not need it, than to need it and not have it. And listen, a lot of you do this, and I'm proud of each and every one of you who do just that, right? But also, don't compare yourself to me or anyone else, as we all learn at our own pace, and we all have a comfort zone, right, that we won't cross when it comes to advocating for ourselves. Now, if you're like me, that competitive side comes out, and I'll do whatever it takes to win, just like I know a lot of you will as well out there. But in this case, fight back as well against the injustices that have happened to me. I'm a fighter. That's just me. I don't like to lose, and I hate it when I see others going through what I have, you know. So it's just that competitiveness and that drive and integrity to seek justice and self-betterment that drives me forward. So I may compare myself with someone else, but it's in a good way, not a bad way, if that makes sense. As I see it as a way to tell myself, hey, if they can do it, why can't I? Or if they learned so-and-so, why can't I? I need to learn that, right? So in that aspect, it's a good thing. But if you're not like me, listen, that's okay too. Just go at your own pace. As long as you are taking action and learning and repeating that cycle, that's all that matters. But we all have a responsibility and owe it to ourselves and our loved ones to stay educated, keep educating ourselves, and put that knowledge to use when we need to in order to fight back against those who are willfully mistreating us. Now, I hope that makes sense for y'all. And the third and final piece of the puzzle here is to continuously follow through. That's simple, yet so hard for some to do. We can learn and educate ourselves as often as we like and even use it to fight back and advocate for ourselves and others, but we have to continually follow through on everything we have learned or want to learn and have done or want to do for ourselves or others just as much. Now, you're probably saying, well, Ron, what the hell does that mean? Well, let me explain this to you now, as it's real simple here. Following through obviously means to carry out what you say you're going to do, right? And you may be doing that in the beginning, which is great. But think of following through. Think of associating following through with one word. And that one word is consistency. Consistently following through on learning and educating yourself and consistently following through on using that knowledge to fight back against any and all injustice or mistreatment thrown your way from management or even your union representation in some cases, right? Consistently keep on keeping on until you do it so much that, again, it becomes routine and everyday norm for you. Habit, if you will, right? Find and have these three pieces of the puzzle, and I promise you, you will be better prepared and in a better position than what you are in right now with regards to navigating the toxic and hostile environments that we all face as federal employees. So let's review these three pieces again to the puzzle, okay? Again, the three steps we all should include in our journey as a federal employee. One, learn and educate yourself as much as possible. Start small and work your way up to bigger things, or the amount of knowledge you learn in a day or a given week. Regardless though, do it at your comfort level and speed to which you learn and obtain knowledge and information. There's so many resources out there for us, and lots of these resources include mountains of information. I mean, you got Department of Labor, OWCP, OSHA, especially whistleblower complaints with OSHA. You got NLRB, which is the National Labor Relations Board. And again, we can use this resource to file labor charges against either our union or our agency, but you got to learn how to, right? Including time frames. Then there are contracts with collective bargaining between our unions and our agencies, any SOPs, policies and procedures, manuals, publications, EEOs. I mean, the list goes on and on here, right? So many resources out here. And I know it can sometimes feel overwhelming being in an endless sea of information. I get it. Trust me, I get it. That's why it's imperative to pick a topic or a section in whatever resource you're wanting to read, learn, and then obtain that knowledge and info at your speed and your own comfort level. Again, the main thing here being at your own speed and comfort level. Secondly, put that knowledge to good, practical use, right? As learning it is one thing, but to keep it readily accessible to use at the drop of a hat, you got to apply what you learn for yourself and for others. Again, and I know I was showing my age before in the, one of the episodes about Friday, right? The movie Friday with Smokey. Well, again, I'm going to show my age here a bit for all those who maybe watched G.I. Joe growing up as a kid in the 1980s. I don't know if you remember, but they used to have these PSAs, these public service announcements, at the end of each cartoon episode where they taught a life lesson to kids. And then they said something like this: knowing is half the battle. You know, damn, I'm getting old here, I feel. But, you know, they say knowing is half the battle. Well, that saying holds true still to this very day, as it applies to what we are talking about here as well. We can know everything there is, but if we don't put it to use, what good is that knowledge? It ain't good at all. It's useless, right? So apply what you have learned in real life situations. Hell, even as executive leadership, nationally or locally speaking here, they too can use their experiences as much as we can from practical use of their knowledge and pass it down to us. See, it's not just the knowledge and information, it's the practical use of that knowledge and information that is even more powerful than just having the knowledge. You hear me talk of accountability a lot, and rightfully so, right? I mean, there is none, it seems, when it comes to management or even certain leadership within our unions for that matter. But when someone from any leadership or authoritative position, like a former or current leader within our union, gives us those nuggets, those little bits of information, along with how they utilized it, in order to hold management accountable or to fight back and stand up for our rights, which sometimes may not help us one way, right? Like financially, but it does in other ways, like getting that accountability and or discipline for management for mistreating us. That is what I am talking about. It's those real life practical uses of information and knowledge that you won't get from a manual or a contract that is just as much, if not more, valuable for us to know how to do, right? That is why I think our current and even former leaders in our unions are the most valuable to us. These old timers, listen, man, you should appreciate them. At your next training, whatever it be, a leadership academy, OWCP advanced training, formal A and beyond training, whatever it is that your national union is holding, first off, attend that training if you can. Okay. And secondly, usually there are going to be some former leaders who may show up and speak and share a few things with you. When class is over, go and talk with them. Have lunch with them. Sit at their table. Ask them questions. Because the knowledge and information you get from them will far exceed the training you get from the class. And that's because you may even get that practical use and how and why to apply what they are teaching you. And listen, I'm not taking anything away from any of you who are the facilitators of these trainings. You guys do great. I'm just saying that the insight we get from these former leaders, and it also could be current leaders as well, don't get me wrong, but it can sometimes be more in depth than what is being taught in a classroom, right? All because of that practical use of that knowledge. That's all I'm saying. So again, practical use of knowledge in real life situations. Not just hypothetical ones talked about within a training class, and information is the key here. And thirdly, be consistent and follow through. For example, make a list of what you want to learn each day or each week and get to work. Read it, learn it, put it to good use in the real world and the real life situations we all deal with every single day in our careers. Be consistent and you're learning and educating yourself just as much as you are to putting that knowledge and information to practical use in the real world, in real life situations, right? Be consistent in your learning and educating yourself. And again, go at your own pace and take in as much or as little as you can. But as long as you are taking action, that is the key. As the only way to change who we are or to change our habits is by forming new ones, no matter how small or how big we do it, one step at a time until it becomes routine for us. Muscle memory, if you will, right? And before you know it, your instinct to better yourself and educate yourself more and fight the injustices we all deal with will take over and do just that. But you gotta hold yourself accountable and have the discipline needed if you want to start advocating for yourself the right way, right? So even if you hate to do it at first or are feeling overwhelmed, do it like you love it and the rest will take care of itself. And before you know it, people will be coming to you for that knowledge and information and how to put it to practical use that you have obtained for yourself from others before you. Also, I want to talk about those resources some more here. In addition to the things I mentioned earlier here and just reviewed again with you, you also have some great resources out there for us to utilize outside of those things. And those resources are people. People such as Corey Walton, who hosts the From A to Arbitration podcast on Podbean, where Corey talks about a whole host of current issues that the city letter carriers in the United States Postal Service are facing and even gives you insight on your rights as a city letter carrier within the Postal Service and can even give you that practical use of said knowledge as well. Another great resource for city letter carriers within the United States Postal Service is my man Richie Ray from New York, who has started hosting a national STORT meeting / training on Zoom. By invitation only, obviously to weed out anyone who doesn't belong there, such as management, which will be held the last Sunday of every month to discuss and brainstorm over any issues that city letter carriers are facing as well. And again, practical use of knowledge is even brought up, as the purpose of this meeting or training is to not only air out any topics or issues regarding grievances and contractual issues, but also the know-how to apply said knowledge being shared from others across this country. And let me just say that these two individuals here are what we want as city letter carriers, not only to represent us, but to also learn from. They are the embodiment of what leadership should be and do. And I don't know about you, but if I was in their region, they both would get my vote as national business agent. And then you obviously have Fed Up, right? We are always here for you as well, especially for your issues outside of any grievance or contractual issue. Here's another resource for you guys out there who are rural carriers, right? You got the United We Scam podcast with James, Bill, and Kristen. Bill's obviously running for, he'll be running for president for the Rural Union, NRLCA. Kristen will be running for vice president of the NRLCA. And then you have James. He's going to be running for director of store operations. All right. Here you got three people stepping up to the plate because they're sick and tired of the bullshit that is happening within their own union, the NRLCA, on the rural side of things. Because let's be honest, that rural craft is in shambles, man. It's been like that for years. But here you have three people. Not only do they host their own podcast, and I'm going to have these guys on to talk about their campaign later on this or next month. So be on the lookout for the next month or two for this. They'll talk more on their campaign, but they'll also talk more about why they wanted to run. And I want to just add to that a little bit because I know why you guys are running. You guys are fucking fed up with what was going on in your craft. And you're putting your money where your mouth is. You want to do what's right for your members and your craft. That's why you host that podcast, United We Scam podcast, that is hosted on Discord, right? You guys want to get the information out there just like Fed Up is doing, just like the Corey Waltons are doing, just like the Richie Rays are doing. You guys are doing it for your craft as well, just like we're doing it for our craft, just like I'm doing it for everybody out here, right? So I applaud you guys. And the beautiful thing here is that, and by the way, guys, if you're a rural carrier, check out the United We Scam podcast. Again, lots of information. They even have chats that you can go on and ask questions and talk, addressing different issues. The podcast is every Sunday night, I believe it is. I put it on my Fed Up Facebook page, so check it out there if you want, because I gave them a shout out because I applaud what they're doing. Again, stepping up to the plate, want to create change in their craft, which is exactly what Fed Up is about. We're just on a grander scale here on Fed Up, right? But we all basically talk to one another and have each other as a network of information to share with one another when we need it. And even if you are or are not a city letter carrier or a rural carrier, as a federal employee, just know that there are many people like us that can be looked to for guidance and help regarding your issues. When you feel like you are not getting the help you deserve and need, right? We do exist and we're here to help you any way we can. You just got to be willing to research and seek us out. Again, you got to do your part. After all, this is your life. This is your job. This is your situation that needs your attention just as much as you need ours or whoever's help you are seeking out and asking for, right? So please listen to when I say this. Again, no disrespect intended here. When someone is offering you their help, whether it be a union representative, locally or nationally speaking, or an outside source such as Fed Up or anyone else for that matter, listen to what we all are saying to you and apply it to your situation, especially if it's something that needs to get done on your end. But also remember what I said to you before, you also got to want to do your part and verify what whoever is telling you to do something, make sure it's credible information. What I'm saying is, I don't even care if it's from me and or Fed Up, whoever is giving you information, make sure it's credible and make sure it's accurate and as factual as possible, right? Because that's your responsibility to do that. You know, what if I misspeak? What if someone else misspeaks? What if Corey or Richie Ray or whoever it is, And then you're going to come blame us. You know, listen, if I misspeak, I already told you what it is. I expect to be told about it so I can correct it. Because sometimes I talk a mile a minute and sometimes I know so much that when I speak, I know what I'm saying and it comes out wrong. And I'm like, oh, shit. But no, for real, though, when I'm usually on point because I put in the homework to make sure I'm as factual and accurate as possible. But I need you guys out there to do the same thing for yourselves. You understand? Too many times I hear you guys, well, so many people are telling me what to do here. I'm getting told different things here. Okay, well, if that's the case, again, you have a responsibility to yourself to do what's right for yourself. So I urge you to always, always research your stuff yourself in addition to seeking out resources like Fed Up or anybody else. And I have no problem saying this, man. Listen, I could sit here and tell you I'm perfect, but I'd be fucking lying. My nose would be growing, right? But but listen, man, no one's perfect. No one. And no one knows everything. I don't care who they are. If someone tells you they know everything, they're full of shit, right? Just like someone can tell you, oh, I'm never wrong. Bullshit. Yes, you are. We're all human. We all make mistakes. None of us are perfect, and none of us know everything. However, if you utilize your resources and do what's right by yourself and advocate for yourself and research for yourself and then put the totality of everything that you just learned and found out by researching, put it together, that gives you the best educated thing to do for yourself. You understand? But again, this comes down to unity and solidarity. We should be working together, not against each other. And also, we should be working with one another. Meaning if an OWCP rep or someone from National is telling you what to do, listen, take notes, ask questions if you need to, and get it done. I'm tired of all of us blaming others for shit we can and need to get done on our end, right? Stop being a damn victim all the time. Stand up, get pissed off, and fight back. The only way we do that is, again, educating ourselves, applying that knowledge and information to practical use to the real life situations we face every single day and be consistent with it. But just take some sort of action instead of sitting there and relying on someone else to do everything for you. You think I got to where I'm at by just sitting on my ass and expecting everyone to hand shit to me? Hell no. I put in that work and I don't expect anyone to work as hard as I do. That would just be crazy, right? As even I can't meet my own expectations sometimes. But my point is, you got to want more for yourself. You got to be willing to put in that work, especially since it's your professional and sometimes personal life that is at stake. Don't let management or any union representative push you around. Don't let them take control. Don't let them control your narrative and your outcome. You take control. You control and do that yourself. You control your narrative. So please, no matter how much you do it, you got to start advocating for yourself. Just do it. And don't be scared either. You got a mountain of resources here for you. You got an army of people here for you. Between those resources and the people who are willing to help you, who are here, together that should get you to where you need to get to and also get you some justice for whatever wrongdoing that was done unto you. We got your back. So get it done. With or without us, just get it done. Have the discipline to listen. Again, listen, because again, God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason, right? So shut the fuck up and listen first, right? Everybody wants to talk. They forget about the art of listening. Listen, right? Most important thing, have the discipline to listen and then learn, educate yourself. Put it to practical use and be consistent with it. It's that simple, man. I mean, it's really that simple. Again, I mean no disrespect here to any of you, but I am just so fed up with the amount of mistreatment we are all going through and then seeing how a lot of y'all just accept things for the way they are and just get taken advantage of or walked over on from others, namely management. It just really hits home for me. And I wish I could give a piece of me to each and every one of you out there if it would help you stand up more for yourself. I really do. Guys, I really do. But listen, I am nobody special here. If I can do it, so can you. Maybe we will do it differently and at different levels, you and I, but you can do what I have done nonetheless. All you got to do is take action. That's it. Listen, man, I thank you all for joining me here today. I appreciate it. And I hope that I lit a fire under your ass today to get you going and to advocate for yourself more. And if you do already, I hope you take it to the next level for yourself. Remember, advocating for yourself begins with knowledge. Educate yourself, empower yourself, and apply that knowledge in every aspect of your professional and personal life for that matter. Consistency is the key. By taking action and holding ourselves accountable, we not only improve our own circumstances, but also pave the way for positive change for everyone. Together, we have the power to hold management accountable for any misconduct and create a workplace where fairness and integrity thrive. As the saying goes, man, team, together, everyone achieves more, right? But it's the individual efforts that ignite the spark of transformation. So keep learning, keep advocating, and let's continue to make a difference together. And remember, you are not alone in this fight. That about does it here for us at Fed Up. Please don't forget to like, follow, and share this podcast. And if you are fed up like everyone else is and want to share your story and experiences, your issues and frustrations, and want your voice to be heard, I invite you to be a guest on this show. There's strength in numbers, and together, by sharing our stories, we can and will make the change that is needed. Just send me an email at one.fedup.podcast@gmail.com. Again, that's the number 1.fedup.podcast@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Again, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, stay safe out there, my friends. Shit.